Hello again, and welcome to another episode of What the Phonics. I am your host, Kim, and we find ways to tie science together with just good old-fashioned teaching for parents and teachers so that we can improve our students' ability to learn. This episode is going to be a little bit different. We're going to take a little detour from the science. We're still going to talk about science a little, but it's not going to be as science of reading specific. We are going to talk about summer vacation. Well, actually, we're talking about the summer slide that happens during summer vacation. And though summer slide sounds like a new line dance that I need to figure out before I go out with my friends, it's actually, unfortunately, the learning loss that happens during the summer. And many, many stats have shown that the summer slide disproportionately impacts students who are English language learners or students of a lower economic class. They often are not going to summer programs, or they don't have have the ability to have someone come to their home and continue on to that teaching. They also don't have access to as many books or even resources online. So they're definitely getting, they're losing a lot of what they have learned over the year. And then they get back to school in the fall and it looks like they never learned, or they were only halfway through the year. It can be even several months of learning that are lost. So first, I'm just going to talk a little bit about how you can help prevent it if your students or your children are close to grade level or at grade level. If you're a teacher, of course, you have done so much and you're ready for this break for sure. Making sure kids have books to read at home, partnering with the parents, of course, is a great idea. I know teachers have a lot of great ideas and many teachers send a lot of things home to help prevent that summer slide. So I'm going to focus on what parents can do today. Parents, if your kids are about at level, you can do things like making sure you're reading every day. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a story, but it is fun. Summertime with the later bedtimes and things like that can make it fun to read a chapter book or a longer story together. My kids and I actually, since we all have very different reading personalities, we like to read together in the same room, but not out loud. And then after about 15 minutes or so, we each talk about what book we're reading, what happens in the book that we're reading, so that we still get the kind of social aspect of reading, but we each get to read what we like. My oldest really, really likes fantasy, and that is not really my favorite. And she also likes historical fiction, which again is not my favorite. So we just kind of read our own thing, but it makes it fun because then we get to learn about two different books that we didn't read, and we also get to be together and celebrate that reading. You can also look to your local libraries. Almost all local libraries have summer programs that are free that you can go to. And even if they don't have a program, you can go to the library and check out books for free. And there is almost always some sort of activity, even if there's not an ongoing program. But there's usually some activities that you can do in that regard. You can also do things like go for a walk and then journal about what you saw. Give your child a composition book. Have them write every day. It doesn't have to be a Dear Diary moment necessarily, but just something they did that was fun, something they did that wasn't, how they're feeling. As I've discussed in previous episodes, reading helps writing and writing helps reading. So even if they are watching more TV than they did during the year, let them write about what they saw on TV. Let them write about what they were watching on YouTube. Even if it's not the most exciting thing or not the most academic thing, the act of writing will definitely help prevent that loss, that slide. It's just keeping the brain engaged. When you're at the store, actually handwrite your shopping list. People do that still. Some people still do that. I don't, because the list would inevitably be left at home, but there are people in the world who keep up with their list and they write them down. So write the shopping list together and cross things out. This is definitely a reading podcast, but I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to have me calculate how much things would be. So instead of using the calculator, write it down on paper, or even still use the calculator, but making sure that that mind is being engaged. So those are things that you can do. Create your own scavenger hunts, things like that while you're out and about. A lot of reading, a lot of writing doesn't necessarily have to be deep stories, just the act of just be actively engaging your mind. That's going to work for students that are at level or maybe slightly below level, and it's going to help prevent some of that loss. But if you have some babies at home that are lower than that, then we're going to have to be more strategic, because they're probably not going to get through a whole novel, or they're going to be very frustrated with it. So other than just the things like this is where the science of reading kind of comes in. See, I told you I was going to sneak some of it in. But the idea of just surrounding kids with books, even interesting books, even books that they really enjoy or really care about, is not enough. If they don't have the foundations, being around books all day is not going to make them a better reader. So that's when you want to be strategic. And in the show notes, I'm going to have links to some of the websites that you can get free resources some of the websites that you can go to get free resources. But one I'm going to talk about today, the program is actually by West Virginia Phonics. And again, this will be in the show notes. So if you're driving, please don't try to write this down. But you can tell Siri to leave you a little note if you need to. But the easiest way I have found to access it is toolsforreading.com. And the number 4 is toolsforreading.com. They have a whole bunch of resources. But what I like about the West Virginia Phonics is it's broken down into specific skills. And if you look back at some of my earlier phonemic and phonological awareness episodes, listen to. This is a podcast. We're not on YouTube just yet. We're coming. We're not there yet. So if you listen to some of my earlier podcasts, I talk about different types of assessments that you can take that help you determine where your student is struggling, but can also work for your children at home. And I have a link on my website, whatthephonics.com. where you can take the past assessment, and it can help you kind of look at where your student is struggling. But you can also sometimes hear it when they're reading. You can see what sounds or what letters they're struggling with. So this West Virginia Phonics section of the Tools for Reading website gives you short, scripted out activities that you can do as far as things that you say, what letters you're going to use, what words you're going to say. There are going to be activities where they say, for example, one of the first levels is going to be short vowel sounds. So it's going to give you a list of words. They have done all the work for you. It's going to give you a list of words that you'll say to your child, and they'll give you a thumbs up, thumbs down, or you can do more fun things because it's summer. So let's move around, you know, sit down, stand up, dance or don't dance. Whatever suits your fancy. I'm a fan of being as silly and crazy as possible in general, but especially in the summer. But some way to show that yes, this has that sound, or no, it does not have that sound. And then it moves on to very short decodable passages. So the passages have most of the words in those passages are going to be related to that using that skill that you just talked about. And it doesn't take long, and you can even break it up into pieces if it seems like it's too long for the time that you have, or it seems like it's kind of overloading your kid, then take a break and get back to it. But it goes through different vowel sounds, it goes through blends and all kind of things. It's a great, quick and easy way for you to help prevent that summer learning loss. Have fun with it. Those texts do not have pictures on purpose, because we've talked about that before. Pictures can be great for enrichment, but pictures with a struggling reader can cause them to look at the picture and use the picture to to quote read the story when they're not really reading the story, they're reading the pictures. We need them to know the actual words. So there are no pictures, but the fun part of that is that could be part of your process. Have them write a picture, have them draw a picture that shows what they saw in the story, what they saw in their imagination when they read the story. So that's a kind of an extension activity, and that can be a fun part of it. A lot of my students over the years have been super talented, and they can draw, they can make a song, whatever they need as an outlet. It makes their purpose for reading more fun. If they know that after I read this, I can paint a picture, or I can, you know, make a comic or something like that, that allows them to express themselves. It gives them a purpose for reading, which does help them focus when they are struggling. So we got to work as hard as we can. Your baby, some of our kids have had so much growth over the year, but a lot of them are so far behind for reasons that are beyond our control, like COVID, and even economics, you know, situations can also affect that. But we have to do all we can to try to prevent all the gains that they've made this year from falling and just setting them back when they come back to school in the fall. So, again, go to my website, whatthephonics.com, for show notes, where I will link to lots of free resources that you can use over the summer. Some of them will be created by yours truly. Some of them will be websites like toolsforreading.com and West Virginia Phonics and things like that. Make it fun. You know, I say that all the time. It doesn't have to be a long time. It's better to practice every day for only 5 minutes than to read or practice for 30 minutes, but you only get to it once a month. It's okay, short and sweet, but let's just try to keep the mind engaged and make reading a part of what we do, what you do with your kids, and not just something that only happens at school. If you have any questions, as always, please contact me on whatthephonics.com, or you can just shoot me an email at kim@whatthephonics.com. Again, the phonics has an F. And also, you can find me on all of the socials, Instagram, TikTok. Everything is whatthephonics.com. Any questions, concerns, any requests for another episode, please, please, please contact me and let me know. Thank you for your continued support. Have a great day, and let's have a good summer and prevent that summer slide. But maybe we can come up with a dance anyway.